and this for the talk we're going to do, the message here. But thank you, Lord, for this time together and being able to see all these people from all different parts, Lord. And that we can come on Zoom here anyways, Lord. We're not so isolated that we don't see anybody at all. And we can worship you and we can have a fellowship together as well. Hear from your word. We thank you so much, Lord, for this, Lord. And so we do pray for this time together, Lord. You know everybody here. You know all their situations. You know their goings in, their goings out, Lord. You knew them before the foundation of the world. You know us, Lord. So please, by your spirit, Lord, we read through your scriptures. Please speak to your people and teach us, Lord. We don't ask anything of this of our own, but because of the shed blood of your dear Son, Father God, because of his righteousness, we pray, Lord. We pray that this will be that we'll be in the spirit, Lord, walking, that we walk in your spirit, not in the flesh, O God. And you get the glory in all these things, O Lord. In Yeshua's name. Amen. Okay, so there's just a lot of things that have been happening recently that I find, and I don't get a chance much to talk. We don't get a chance too much to, there's a lot going on with everybody. So I just wanted to, there's a lot of things going on the triune God and on the substitutionary atonement and things like that that are really being hit by big organizations. And so what this is here is it's just sort of like, you know these things, but like that, you know, they called us into the nurse to say, have you had your shot, you know, your flu shot? This is like a booster shot. You probably already had this shot. This is like a booster shot, okay? Against this virus going around. And really, it's against the substitutionary atonement of our Savior. People calling it child abuse and things like that. But there's an attack on this. Years ago, there were some famous people that are now infamous that are attacking this. But in Leviticus chapter 16, which we're not going to exactly go right into there, and on the Day of Atonement, looking at my notes here, on the Day of Atonement, we see in Leviticus 16 gives us details about two goats, and one goat is chatat, and chet in Hebrew is sin, and this is what he's the slain as a blood sacrifice, and we think of our Savior slain as that blood sacrifice, and it represents the covering of the sins of Israel. And then you have Azazel, which is the scapegoat, and the priest lays his hand on the head of the goat while confessing the sins of the people. So we see Messiah in both these things. So there's the transference of this sin to the goat, or at least symbolically. And instead of slaying the goat, the animal was set free in the wilderness. And we see here this representing the sins of the nation are taken out of their midst. So we see that our Savior, the Lord Yeshua, the Lord Jesus, that blood sacrifice, and also that scapegoat, that substitutionary atonement. This is a picture of God's gracious provision. This is God has provided us the atonement and forgiveness by way of vicarious, or this vivid, this shocking, this sensational sacrifice. And it's performed or suffered by one person. So we see Messiah performing this as a substitute for another to the benefit of the other. So he's coming. It's not for him. It's for us. He is that substitution. And the whole thing, what we're doing here, whatever comes along, you live in all different areas. There's all types of things coming down the pike. He is our substitutionary atonement. Anybody tries to say anything else, he is our substitutionary atonement. Yeshua died as a substitute for others in their place. He died in their place. And John 15, 13, I'll give you a passage in a bit to turn to. But John 15, 13 says, greater loveth no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. He laid down his life for his friends. Isaiah 53, 4, surely he hath borne our griefs. He's carried our griefs. I know you know this stuff, but this is a booster shot here. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. He, the sin bearer. Mm-hmm. And we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. So people are thinking that God is doing this to him because he's a bad guy. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. That's sin bearer. That's substitution for us there. Transferred to him. And 1 Peter 2:24, the first epistle or the first mikdav or the first letter of Peter, chapter 2, verse 24. Now, Peter is a real apostle. Okay? He's not one of these new apostolic reformation types. This one is a real apostle. Okay? This is the one we want to listen to, these apostles, don't we? There's not some new apostles coming up and taking over the joint. It's already been done before. And that used to be on the fringe, now it's sort of coming in mainstream. Keep talking to a real apostle here. 1 Peter 2:24 talks about our Savior, who his own self bare our sins in his body on the tree. He bare our sins himself on that tree. Okay, so we have in the tree of the garden, okay, in the Garden of Eden, they didn't believe God, and they disobeyed God, and so there was a spiritual death followed by the physical death. There's a spiritual death followed by the physical death. Eat of that fruit, we're told, eat of the fruit of the tree, mot tamut. Mot tamut, it means die, you're going to die. Okay, you're surely going to die. You're going to die to death if you eat that fruit. Okay, and but they didn't die, but they did. Okay, they didn't die at first, but then they did, didn't they? There's a spiritual death here, and then the physical. And so you can see maybe Adam would say to Eve, "My dear, everything will be all right. Everything's going to be all right. We ate that fruit, but we didn't die, did we? But they're going to die. Okay, but something died, didn't it? And so we've got, you know, dear, everything will be all right. And wait a second. Didn't God tell me that in birth I would feel pain? There'd be a lot of pain in my birth. Adam, I think that's what that was that I had when I had Cain. You don't understand what I'm talking about. That's what God said. There's going to be pain here. And then Cain kills Abel. You know, Adam, what's that all about? Cain is dead. What's going on here? And then Adam, you know, you've named the animals, and I want you to name something for me. This is Eve talking to Adam. You see, on the, you know, what's this? What's this on the back of my hands? What's this on my neck? You know, give a name for that, Adam. What is that? It's wrinkles is what it is. It's wrinkles. That's what's going on. They died physically, and then they're going to spiritually, and then they're going to die physically. And what's all this by this? The skin on my body is changing colors. What's that all about, Adam? Well, you know, you see the leaves, they change color, right? They pretty. Yeah, but aren't those leaves dying? They're dying, aren't they? We need salvation. We need a savior. And so a Golgotha's tree comes the savior. He comes the savior. There's the three trees here, isn't there? There's a tree in the garden, there's Golgotha's tree, and there's the olive tree, being spiritually grafted into the olive tree when we believe in our savior. And the savior comes, rescued if we believe God's way of atonement through Yeshua's spiritual birth. Spiritually born again and grafted in or regrafted in to Israel's cultivated olive tree. Then you have the physical come, the physical resurrection. And we see a reversal of the curse. I know you know this, just reminding ourselves on the Shabbat evening here, there's that spiritual death and the physical death. So then you're going to be spiritually reborn again. We're spiritually reborn as God's spirit when we put our faith and trust in the Lord, repent of our sins, put our faith and trust in the Lord, and then we'll come. My mother-in-law just passed away, absent from the body, present with the Lord. One day she'll rise up, and we'll rise up with her and her body, with new bodies, And so you get that physical rebirth again forever and ever. And we say, whose own self bears sins and his body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. It's a done deal. It's eternally healed. Okay, so people say, well, I have to have the healing now because it says, you know, about healing. No, that's coming. Yes, God still heals, but this healing, this eternal healing is coming. I remember I was in Malta. It was a cheap holiday. And anyways, we went over to Gozo. And what they do is they pick you up on the other end and they take you to all these church buildings to look at all these church buildings. And when we came back, there was an elderly lady who had a cane. And she was complaining, and she was complaining to her daughter and to me, they took it to the wrong church, because the church you wanted to go to, you go in there with your cane and you come out without it. Okay, so she didn't get to go to that church, you see. And so she kept on saying this over and over. So then I said to her, look, why don't you just believe in Jesus and you'll have eternal healing? You know, I heard it so long, I just had to say something. And then she paused for a minute. She thought about it. And she says, no, I'll just have my healing. It's sad, isn't it? It's sad. But we see here that whose stripes ye were healed. It's a done deal. There's eternal healing. 1 Peter 3:18. 1 Peter 3:18. And we see this substitution here. And all I'm doing tonight is just trying to get that. Whatever, if you see anything come your way about this substitution, child abuse or something like that, for, you know, run the other way. Okay, we see here 1 Peter 3:18, for Messiah also has suffered, as one suffered for sins, one suffered for sin, the just for the unjust. Okay, the substitution there, substituted for the guilty. We're filthy, sinning rebels heading for no rest while suffering in the eternal damnation in the lake of fire. That's what we're being saved from. That's what we're being saved from, isn't it? And it says that for Messiah once suffered for the sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, reconcile us to God. It's the atonement. And when you see this word meant in English, that means with. So at one with God, okay? And if we're at one with God, if all of us are one with God, okay, we believe in the same Yeshua, we believe in the same Jesus, then we don't need ecumenism. Okay, when lining up with all the different denominations and this one doesn't believe that our Savior was risen from the dead. This one doesn't believe he was born of a virgin. This one doesn't believe he's God, but they all say Jesus, so we're all one. No, we're not. No, we're not. That's a doorway to syncretism. Okay, you take that on, you take the idolatry with it. The next thing you come, you're taking on all the different religions. You're into the world religion, the world government. We know that this is coming. We've read so much about this, haven't we? Okay, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened, okay, made alive, but quickened by the Spirit, made alive by the Spirit. Resurrection, okay? There's that resurrection. And so he rose from the dead. So it's the forerunner for us. It's the promise there of our coming bodily resurrection. We too will rise up to meet the Lord in the air. The first resurrection, brothers and sisters, that's all I see in the Bible. This is the second resurrection, but I'm talking about for believers. It's the first resurrection. All together now. We want to be together. Yeah, it's all together now, isn't it? That's how I see it. All together, not separate. All together there. Okay, one undivided fold in Messiah, in the olive tree. Okay, and we saw that in this lockdown time, when they first came, started, Barbara, my wife and myself, and my son who lives somewhere else, we have my mother-in-law, 90, she was alive, and my father-in-law, 90, they couldn't get food. We were having a hard time getting food. And then we heard that ASDA, actually, we were able to get food from ASDA. We just couldn't get on the internet and get anybody. We couldn't get any slots, but ASDA's had slots. Okay, but, and also they have free delivery, and that's a biggie. Okay, they had their free delivery as well. So that pushed us in that direction. Anyways, but what you do have, you find in these deliveries, which I never knew, I never ever had deliveries before, but they do have these thing called substitutes. Okay. And these substitutes sometimes aren't perfect. You know, Barbara say, I don't want that. I don't want that. You know, but we see Messiah's perfect substitution. His perfect substitution. And it's that substitution that we die not the eternal fiery death. That's what we're being saved from. For the wages of sin is death. What is death? Death. Death is wages, isn't it? The wages of sin is death. We see in Romans 6:23. The wages of sin is death. Paydays are coming. Paydays are coming. We can't save ourselves from sin. We can't save ourselves from death. So the Lord died in our place for our sins. Substitutionary atonement. I know you've heard this before, just ramming at home. That booster shot against what's coming our way is fighting against us. The Lord Yeshua died in our place, the sinless one for the sinners, and he rose from the dead. So shall we rise from the dead, because our Savior rose from the dead. God's accepted sacrifice, the only way to receive atonement for sin by God's prescribed way. This is God's prescribed way. There's only one way. You know that? I'm just reminding us, just to encourage us in it, just to keep us mindful of it. There's only one way to the Father, that is through the Son. And this is the prescribed way, and this is the free prescription, isn't it? For all those who call upon the name of the Lord. It's a free prescription here. And, sometimes some of us, when you get a certain age, they give you these free prescriptions, or if you got something that's chronic, you get a free prescription, but it's not free. Somebody's paying for it somewhere, aren't they? You might be getting it free, I might be getting it free, but somebody's paying for it. And so we see free prescription for the sick unto eternal death and damnation. You know, we're sick unto death and damnation, and we get a free prescription here to live forever, but someone had to pay for that prescription that we repent, put our faith and our trust in the Lord Yeshua and the Lord Jesus. Thou shalt be saved. Thou shalt be saved. Confess with our mouth the Lord Yeshua. Believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. But he had to pay for that. He had to pay for that. And Messiah, he paid. He shilem. Okay? Shilem is paid. He paid with his life, his own blood, that we have shalom, that we have peace with God. So he shilem, that we get shalom. That peace with God. That true peace. The whole world's going to try to get together and have peace. And they're at war with God. It's the dumbest thing you ever heard of. You know, we got to all get together now. All together now, everybody. You know, in the world. Doesn't matter what you're up to. Doesn't matter. And they're not at peace with God. The one who made us. The one who created us. There. Okay. And that salvation is not done without true repentance. It's not just raising my hand. That sounds good. I'll try that for a while. There's that true repentance, isn't it? That true repentance and turning to God. And have faith in Messiah. A sacrifice on that tree that satisfied God's just wrath against sin and rebellion that our Savior did. And we know that the priests have sinned. Everybody sinned. Well, we know the priests now, don't we? I don't know why they're priests, but the priests have sinned. The pastors have sinned. And let me go back here again. We're in the enemy camp, and we're being led astray to damnation. We were siding with God's enemies. We were siding with God's enemies. We were siding with wickedness. In Romans 3:23 tells us, for all have sinned. All have sinned. For all have sinned. The priests have sinned. We know that. The rabbis have sinned. The pastors have sinned. And especially the pop idols have sinned. These Pied Pipers that you have today. Especially the pop idols. They've sinned. They're leading the kids astray, ain't they? You know the Pied Piper, the story of the Pied Piper. And He's going to get rid of the rats. We'll pay us some money. They won't pay him the money. So he plays his little pipe and all the kids leave the town. You know the story. Where did they go? Where did they go? They went away from their parents. They went away from their loved ones who told them, watch out. Now they're out somewhere with this Pied Piper. Who's he and what's he up to? You see, a lot of this stuff with these pop idols, they're leading the kids astray away from their parents and loved ones that care for them. All they care about is their money. Okay, not everybody, but I'm just, okay. It lost, we're dying in our sins and we come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace. It's a free gift that we have here. It's a free gift through the redemption, that ransom paid in full to get the riddance of sin, deliverance from sin. He's paid the price through the redemption that is in Messiah Yeshua, being saved from the sin, being saved from that wrath of God, whom God had set forth to be a propitiation. That's atonement. That's the atonement. That's a kapara. Whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, through faith in his blood, saved by grace through faith. Faith in his blood to declare the righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. God's patience with us. He would have none to perish. He would have none to perish. God would have none to perish. To declare, I say, at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believes in Yeshua, which believes in Jesus. So it's not our filthy rags righteousness, but Messiah's righteousness imputed unto us. Okay, imputed unto us. And, you know, I've been in England for 38 years. I haven't been in America for 42 years. But I've been in England for 36, 37 years. And they got some really nice words over here. You know, there's some really smart people. These English people are smart. You know what I mean? And they got, there's no word here. It was imputed unto us. Now, what does that possibly mean? You know, I got to simplify that for myself. You got the word put in there. Okay, it's inputted. It's put onto us. It's put his righteousness, not our own, put onto us. Okay? When I'm here on Zoom, you know, I gotta be looking to the Lord. When I speak somewhere, you're normally looking out at people and you see people, and that's fine, you know. But when you're on Zoom, you see people, but you see yourself as well, you know? And I find that very scary, you know, because I'm disappearing here. Hey, what's going on? I mean, I look out and think, these people aren't, not only are they smarter than I am, they're a lot better looking as well, you know? But anyways, we see here that it doesn't matter how good we think we are, how good we are, doesn't matter how good looking we are, you know? In Leviticus 17:11, I read this, it says, the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I give it to you upon the altar to make atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that makes atonement for the soul. It has to be that shed blood. And Hebrews, in the book of Hebrews 9:22, it says, without the shedding of blood is no remission. Without that our Savior shed his blood, there's no pardon. There's no deliverance. There's no forgiveness. There's no liberty. There's no cure without that our Savior went and shed his own blood. Doesn't matter how good anybody is. There's the shed blood of atonement. He is that blood atonement for us. And we hung around with Mr. COVID and we ate and we internalized the COVID. You see what I mean? And we passed it on to our children, onto eternal spiritual and physical death. That's what happened. But sir, we have here Messiah's atonement for us, vicarious, substitutionary atonement. He's come in and saved us with his shed blood. We put our faith and trust in him. And in America, in baseball, they have a baseball game and you have four bases and you hit the ball and you run over to first base, second base, third base to try to get home. Okay, and sometimes you can load all the bases, make a lot of home runs, and they get a batter up there, and they think, he's not such a good batter. Let's get a better batter. And they substitute a better batter, you see, and he hits a home run, and they all come home from their bases. They don't even have to run. Okay, the Lord Yeshua, the Son of God, died in our place on that tree, on that cross. He died for us on that cross, and he rose from the dead to reconcile us to God, to bring us eternally home. They come to home base, and he did that to bring us home. And where's that? Where is home? Home is wherever the Lord Yeshua is. Wherever the Lord Jesus is, that is home. Wherever he is. You know, people talk a lot about heaven, but they don't want our Savior there. They don't want the Lord or God there. Wherever our Savior is, that is home. And please don't let anybody tell you any different. The core of this many-faceted, many-faced diamond of atonement. The atonement is got many facets to it, but the core of it is Yeshua's vicarious, substitutionary atonement. He is the propitiation, the atonement for our sins. And not only for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Herein is love, not that we love God, but he loved us and had sent his son to be the propitiation for our sons. Another word here, propitiation, is the atonement for our sins. Messiah substitutionary atonement. I haven't got too much longer. I'm going to be speaking here. Messiah's substitutionary atonement. And it isn't cosmic child abuse that some of the people, first of all, our Savior wasn't a child when he was when he sacrificed himself for us. But I think that they who deny this substitutionary atonement are in big trouble in God's council. And I can almost imagine God saying something like, who dares say that my son didn't substitute himself to bring my children home? Who would dare say that he did not substitute, that my son did not substitute himself to bring my children home? You want to say that? Okay, then, you know, being in the lake of fire, when you're screaming and you ask, why am I here? You said my son didn't die in your place. Have it your own way. Have it your own way. He's a substitutionary atonement for us. There's no other way around that. Don't let anybody tell you any different that's coming around. I know you're all scattered in different places, a lot of things going on. But this is what's going on down the pike. And also attack on the triune God, the Trinity. One God in three persons. Okay, and I haven't got much longer here. Crucified for us in a painful death so that we aren't eternally in pain. He died for us that we not enter into an eternal fiery death. Because God is all loving, but love is not love without justice. God is all loving, but he's all just as well. Something has to be done. Okay? He rose from the dead that we and him too shall rise from the grave to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with him. And so shall we ever be with him. This is a wonderful future that we have. That whatever happens, I know my mother-in-law, who I've known for 38 years and that, I knew her longer than my own mother, you know, when she was at home and she actually passed away, when we actually saw her go, I just couldn't believe it. And my father-in-law said right away, she's no longer there. Absent from the body, present with the Lord. You see, we don't grieve as others grieve without having hope. What a wonderful thing to hear at that time. We all around her, what a wonderful thing. We'll be putting the funeral on for her, and she had asked me to do the funeral. And it's just one of those things, you have family, Israel and all that, streaming and that we can say these things, that we have this hope. This hope in the resurrection. In Messiah, that you will be with your loved one. We'll be with our Savior, and we'll be with our loved ones who are in Messiah. And Romans 8:31, just about a minute and a half left. Romans 8:31. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. See, delivered him up for us all. How shall we not with him also freely give us all things? How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? So, you know, we're adopted into his family. He's going to give us all things freely with his son. I don't get it. Why would he do that? You know, what did we possibly do to do that? What did I do to do that? That we would actually share with his own son, who's God himself. Why would he do that for us? This is a wonderful thing, and it's a wonderful future as well. With us now, walking with us now, comforting us now, in this wonderful future we're going to share with God's very own son. He's God, will never be God. We're adopted into his family, but we will share with his son. It's a marvelous thing. Never going to get my head around it for all eternity. Just accept it. Accept that salvation that we have in him. Okay, one God, one being in three distinct persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank God he didn't spare his own son. Messiah's vicarious, shocking, sensational, substitutionary atonement. The Lord Yeshua, his own self, bare our sins in his body on that tree. For thee and for me, thank God. Thank God for that. I'm just going to end in prayer here. I want to thank God for this. And thank you for the time that we've had together here. But Lord, we thank you for the self-sacrifice, Lord, that you are substituted yourself there, Lord. You bear our sins on that tree there, Lord, on that cross. Father God, that you didn't spare your own son, that he would give his life, that we have eternal life with him. Lord, that you rose from the dead, that we will rise from the dead. All those who repent and turn to you, put their faith and trust in you, and follow after you, O Lord God. And we do pray, Lord. I pray for the congregation here. I pray for the Tree of Life congregation, Lord. Please help them all together, Lord. Please help them in their walk with you. Please help them in the purity of with the scriptures and the purity of the faith. Help us all, Lord. Please help everyone there. Please help them, Lord, for salvation in their families and for the captives to be set free, Lord. They'll be able to say the things and say the things to each other too from you. They will set their minds, if they get captive during these times of the lockdown, especially to set them free, Lord. The joy of the Lord, we pray, Lord God, and for healing as well, Lord, that everything would be done to your glory. Lord, we thank you so much for all that you've done, for all that you're doing, and for all that you will do, Lord. We pray that you reign in our hearts. Lord, we pray that you'll reign us in, and we pray that you'll come reign in Zion soon and very soon. We pray in Yeshua's name. Amen. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.